I have this suspicion that something's wrong. We haven't gone back to the moon. We've sent some, you know, some probes, but I mean, man has not walked on the moon since. And
that's true. We've done some very extensive lunar surveys. The Clementine probe, which was for the military,
right,
extensively mapped the moon and lunar surface as far as geologically and also with pictures. So if there's nothing there to see, one wouldn't spend so much money for an expensive mission.
Well, ostensibly they claim they're looking for water, I suppose, or looking for certain minerals or something or another. But let's cut to the chase here. Wouldn't alien bases on the moon be simply impossible to hide, or would it?
Well, it would depend as well. First of all, let's take a look at some of the evidence that's been provided here. I've got an article here from the England's Royal Astronomical Society.
Okay.
And over a period of time, 40 members with their telescopes were looking at various geometrically shaped light patterns, confirmed sightings, 50-mile-long opaque objects, great wide domes, long bridge-like structures, and in 1958, the Russian scientists saw as well huge oval glowing objects that were unexplained. And this is just one of tens of thousands of reports. I have another document here in front of me that came from NASA. In fact, it's the chronological listings of lunar events. This was put out in 1966 at Goddard Space Flight Center.
Yes.
And it lists, going back as far as 1870, lunar volcanoes, purple haze, part of the Plato crater of Plato glowing with light, small red glowing objects moving around the moon, luminescent areas around the crater Tycho, and it goes on for pages and pages and pages. So there clearly is some type of activity going on up there, and we talk about water on the moon. Already here in 1971, the news released that moon water was detected. And there seems to be a familiar reoccurring theme that information comes out, it kind of fades away for 20, 30 years, and then the same information comes out as well. The same as regarding Mars, I have these articles as well.
What about our own space program, Glenn? We sent men to the moon, and men to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, walk me through it a little bit. How do human beings go to the moon, some of them remaining in orbit, circling the moon really closely, with a view like nobody's ever had. I mean, just a really good view. And then we had people walking on the moon itself. Now, granted, they might have only seen a tiny slice of what's up there, but surely with the massive size of the things that you're talking about and others have talked about, they had to have seen them.
Well, let's look at some of the quotes here. You may be familiar with the astronaut and physicist Brian O'Leary.
I am.
And his quote was, "Contacts between extraterrestrials seem to have been going on for decades, but we still don't want to admit it." Now, we all know Gordon Cooper, who recently passed away. And in 1976, on live television, he made a quote, "Intelligent beings from outer space visit our world in an effort to enter into contact with us. I have encountered various ships during my space voyages. NASA and the American government know this and possess a great deal of evidence. Nevertheless, they remain silent in order to not alarm the people." Now, there's another gentleman here by the name of Maurice Chatelain. He holds 11 patents for the telecommunications of the development for the Apollo system. Now, this man who sits in Mission Control Center has written a book, Our Ancestors Came from Outer Space. And he categorically lists that it seems that all Apollo and Gemini flights were followed both at a distance and sometimes also quite closely by space vehicles of extraterrestrial origin, flying saucers or UFOs. This is a direct quote from his book. So, some have talked, some have not. There's a great deal of pressure. and there's a great deal of oversight in this particular subject, and absolutely when it has to do with our ranking officials and officers that are going into space, and we all know that there are certain papers one has to sign. So,
okay, but you know, a lot of these were generic comments, startling as they were generic comments, and they weren't, hey, I was on the moon, and I'm going to break my silence, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I saw. It wasn't that. It was sort of a general belief in extraterrestrial life. Now, do you expect that before they die, one of our astronauts may do something like that?
It may happen. You know, everybody has families and children and grandchildren.
Yes.
And they have to weigh the consequences and the potential problems that may occur by divulging such type of information. Also, you find that the general public is often not very sympathetic or very supportive. And so you risk being ostracized both from your professional peers.
There is that.
And also from the general public as well, because there's such an incredible ridicule factor that has been attached over the last several years.
I know, but even Neil Armstrong has made several kind of cryptic, wondrous remarks over the years. He doesn't talk very often, but when he does, he really makes some odd comments.
Yes, that's true.
And, of course, then we have the fact that many astronauts have ended up in divorce and various forms of real trouble. Certainly, you wouldn't expect that of all these guys with the right stuff, but they have.
Well, I mean,
you know, there's a lot of pain in trying to hide something. I'm not saying they are, but it could be suggested that they're under stress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that here's the key phrase that perhaps we should take a look at. I don't believe that it is either realistic or something to expect that somebody is going to, or a number of individuals are going to stand up and conclusively satisfy our curiosity. I mean, enough people have. We look at Major Kehoe. We look at Frank Edwards. We look at Waverly Gervin. I mean, there is really such an immense list of people. Professor McDonald, who went before the Subspace Committee in '68. If people really would have an idea at the plethora of information and the immense amount of so-called names that have come out in support of the release of this information, they would be truly astounded. And I believe that it's very important to remind people of the rich and very real history that is associated to this subject. And we have gone off in some very convoluted tangents